It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
You know, our guys play hard and they battle hard and, you know, they had success. Our guys battle and compete, and no matter who they're playing against, they're going to do their job. You better
dance. Let's make a night. Gerard Gallant, super fired up for the celebration today. Cofield, Adam Hill, we're adjacent to the stage, 3rd Street, downtown. Plenty of room here. 5:30 start. I would say probably 500 fans here right now. There will be thousands. We've had a bunch of listeners stop by and say hi. Make sure you stop by. To this point, the log includes the Capitals fan who thought it was okay to come down wearing his Capitals shirt. That was stupid. We had didn't know VGK didn't win the Stanley Cup guy.
Right.
Who asked us earlier, did they win the Stanley Cup? No, they were runners-up, but they still deserve a celebration. We had wrong time in the paper guy. That was a dude who said, you guys in the paper listed the start time at 3:30. Idiots.
Yeah, and we
but you didn't.
We looked it up and he was wrong.
But you didn't. We had bunny ears guy with the giant gut.
Didn't technically say hello, thankfully.
No, but we said hello to him from a distance.
Right.
He's peddling his talents.
His wares.
Yes. Trying to make money down here.
Yes.
So, stop by, say hi, don't put pizza. We also had put the pizza on the table lady, who Adam snapped at.
Yeah. I don't care how much your hand is burned, this is our table.
You're a mean person.
True.
But I think I have a rep as being meaner. I'll give you two stories real quick. Without naming names, you told me there was a media member who has, it's not really a secret, but he has an issue. And I found out about the issue, and he's begging you to tell me not to talk about the issue on air.
Yeah, that is true.
And I've really thought about it the last couple of days, and I'm like, man, my reputation is of one mean SOB.
Well, is it worse that he's terrified that you're going to say something? Or is it worse that I told him that if you ask him not to say anything, there's a much better chance that he says something, so just drop it?
Yes. Is that what you said? You're like, drop it.
Just drop it. Your hope is that he forgets it and just doesn't mention it.
I'll give you a next piece of evidence that I may be mean. Seidel was asked by our new intern, who's doing a wonderful job on rejoins and such and show prep. He was asked by the intern when he gets to crack the mic. Seidel didn't say anything to him and basically just thought to himself, I can't wait until they ask Cofield.
Yeah. I would highly advise not asking that question.
You always ask these or bring up these topics that I just think that you're going to not bring up.
Why, that's a good one.
That was, no.
Seidel's the one setting the kid up for destruction.
Yep, Seidel is the one setting
so
the kid
really
up for destruction.
So who's really mean?
But, that yeah, you were the bigger man in that situation. No. You want to tweet that?
Here's the truth, and we have interns. One, this is going to sound cheesy. Being on the air doesn't just get gifted. Not anyone on the show just gets to come on the air.
No.
And there's a process. We're going to teach you how to do radio, and then the final frontier is going on the air.
We'll teach you how to do radio by not doing what we do.
Right. No, there actually is a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff you have to learn.
Of course.
And I've always felt like if you put someone on the air right away and they don't learn everything else, then they're going to be spoiled by the opportunity to be on air, and that's all they want to do.
In all honesty, I'm not even kidding. Like, that is 100% true.
Yes.
And it's also a sign of, like, how bad you really want it,
right,
to go and to do other things before you get to that level.
And
we've had issues in the past with people like,
absolutely,
that just wanted to be to do that part of it.
Yep, just wanted to be on air.
Yeah.
And as an example, this is not blowing anyone up particularly, right? But there is someone on the show who has their hand in every element, social media, production, grabbing music, all of that stuff.
You.
Yes, me.
No.
Because I learned how to do it, and I still like doing it, and I do it.
Right.
So, If I can do it, everyone else can.
So the answer to the question is...
The other point is, as media jobs change, you need to know how to do everything. We got these poor schnooks, some of them, in the TV media. You think a lot of these guys want to carry cameras? That's what they have to do now.
True.
You know, we had Ted Pretty come on. There he is. Hey, Ted. We had Ted come on last week, and he's like, I was asking him about banners that were up on his Twitter page. And I was like, yeah, you guys are official partners, you know, with VGK. You know, someone's putting out these banners, and he's like, the graphics. He's like, no, I make them myself. I was like, really?
Yeah. It's impressive.
Yeah. So that's it.
And by the way, if people want to think you're mean, we had an intern who did not talk the entire time he was with us, and then
he never got on the air.
You weren't there.
I took his final day. I took a vacation day. I didn't know that was his final day. It looked like I did it on purpose to stick it to him. But even better than that, you were there.
I was.
This was our old intern, Dutch.
And I wasn't going to say who it was.
Yeah.
But as we went to the final break of his final show, I said, so, man, it's been a while. We want to give you this opportunity. It's your stage now. Let's go. What do you have to say? And then just went to break.
Yeah. Never let him speak. He never got on. But I'm the mean one. But I will tell you, this is where this was all good. This was not some story to pat myself on the back or talk about boring radio rules. The intern piqued my interest yesterday with a question during a break.
Yeah.
He asked me, now I want you to think about this. He asked me how good Barry Bonds was. Because he started talking about the Hall of Fame. And I'm like,
he could have just said, hey, old guy, what was it like to watch Barry Bonds play?
You know what? I wouldn't even take offense to that. Because that's the way I took it. I was like, oh, my God. This dude's 20, and he really never saw Barry Bonds play.
Yeah.
That piques my interest.
It's fascinating.
How would you answer him?
Terrific left-handed swing. Was already great.
You don't speak like that, so cheating. I don't know why you're
doing. I don't know. Well, I feel like if you ask a question like that, you want like a, you know, an actual baseball answer.
Yeah. I don't know.
He was awesome, man. Like, you're going to give that.
I think I said that. I was like, he was great. He's a great, great player.
That's very simplistic.
And then I gave my philosophy on steroid users or alleged steroid users. Outside of those who officially tested positive, I don't know who used. So just because Bonds was tied into Balco and there's evidence in a book, there's pretty strong evidence, but nothing official, I wouldn't withhold my vote. I wouldn't withhold my vote from Manram, from Manny Ramirez.
Well, he wasn't asking you if you think Barry Bonds should be in the Hall of Fame, though, right?
No, he did. That's what he was getting at.
Oh, okay.
Because he said, he quoted, you know, 36%. He's like, is he ever going to get in? And I'm like, yes, he will get in. Then here's another good question. Interest peaked again. This kid's growing on me. Will A-Rod get in before Bonds?
Yeah, because of his PR campaign.
Yep.
No question.
And nameless intern will tell you I echoed about the same thing. I said A-Rod is likable, and he's worked at being likable, and he's on TV. Barry Bonds was never liked by the media, and we are jerks.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying I am a jerk, and you are too. But true. When it comes to Hall of Fame voting, I would never, and I'm a good grudge guy, right? And I'm a good stick-it-to-you guy, but I would never withhold or base my Hall of Fame vote on whether you worked well with me or the media. That is chicken-ass bullcrap.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with that.
You're either a Hall of Famer or you're not, and in the case of all of these people, and again, we have listeners right now who are like, we're doing this again? Yeah, you're old. Like us. But for folks who are 20 or younger, there are a lot of listeners out there who are like, I don't get what happened. Why this is still happening.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I think we always contextualize to our age.
Right.
And forget, you know, that people that are younger or a certain age might have no idea what you're talking about. And people that are older might not have a certain idea what you're talking about of certain things. So, I think everything is relative to how old we are, and that changes the conversation a little bit.
And I don't believe that Barry Bonds was the most hopped up person doing it, mound or plate. I think he faced lots of pitchers who were using.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people can't process that. The game was riddled with PED use. Just was.
On both sides.
Yep.
As you said, it was pitchers too.
And this whole thing of like, well, he was clean. How do you know?
You don't.
How do you know?
There's no way of knowing. There's a way of, you know, certain people that are in the Mitchell Report, we think.
Right.
You know, those.
And there are the 20 or so positive tests we know those guys were using. But beyond that, my God, I've said it since it was leaked in 2007. It's been, I think, 11 years since, what was it, a 2001 or 2 list was put together of people who tested positive. Remember, about 15, 16 years ago, when they were broaching the subject of mandatory drug testing or putting drug testing in the new CBA, they came up with this thing where they were like, hey, if 5 or 10% of all the players test positive, then we're implementing this. And over 100 out of 600 plus tested positive.
Yeah.
We never got the list of about 105. We found out about 3 names.
Right.
God, that would be great if the next 100 and the other 102 come out. Someone has to have it.
And like 9 of them are already in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And then you have no justification for keeping Bonds out. Like that's the point we're at. It's a discussion we've had for a long time. And you're not going to change a lot of the people's mind. And just to go back, it is absolutely A-Rod will get in first because people like him now because he's doing broadcasting.
Yep.
That's it.
And if Barry Bonds cared, and he's never cared, Barry Bonds has never liked the media, and I don't know that he really likes people.
That's fair, too.
He's just a sour guy, but just because you're a sour guy, and I'm not, you know, trying to send a message through Barry Bonds for, you know, any of us, but no, just because you're a sour guy doesn't mean you shouldn't get your just due. You should.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about what you did on the field for the most part. There's some exceptions, I guess, like, you know, OJ coming out of the Hall of Fame, fine. But Bonds was part of an era where everyone was doing it, and if they weren't, they're not above suspicion, and nobody's absolutely clean and nobody's absolutely dirty from that era. We just don't know.
This is good. I like this direction we're going in. I want Adam's call now. He's been around. Greg Hardy, convicted domestic abuser, right? You've been around him for a couple of days on a couple of occasions. He fought last night here in town. He got himself a UFC contract. I want to hear from Dana White when we come back, and I want to hear from one Adam Hill. You know, we're sitting here defending guys like Bonds. We're making judgment calls on guys like OJ. I want to see what you think of Greg Hardy.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Diamondback Land Surveying is the one-stop shop for all your land surveying needs. Whether you're building a block wall or the next Taj Mahal, check them out on the web at DiamondbackLandSurveying.com or call them at 888-594-DBLS. That's 888-594-3257.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer event going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay Kia.
Listen up, hockey fans. Michael E. Minden is now Hockey Lover Headquarters for jewelry. Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers now sells officially licensed Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. That's right, you can get a Vegas Golden Knights logo necklace, bracelets, dog tags, earrings, even a Golden Knights charm for your Pandora bracelet. The perfect gift for the dad or grad is the Golden Knights Money Clip. You've got to get to Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers and check out these amazing keepsakes. They start at just $59. They are the coolest, and they're only available in the store in the Fashion Show Mall. And while you're there, check out their famous custom golden hockey puck necklaces. Need engagement or wedding rings? Michael E. Minden is the wedding ring expert of Las Vegas. Need some extra cash? Michael E. Minden trades unwanted gold, diamonds, jewelry, and watches and pays the highest cash amounts. And don't forget, right now, with any purchase over $150, you'll receive 2 tickets to Michael Jackson 1 or Beatles Love. Your choice. Bring your friends and come to Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall for Vegas Golden Knights jewelry. Go Knights, go!
It's Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Celebrate the moment.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. You know, Chuck, people think that a short-term loan is, like, really expensive.
That's simply not the case. These are short-term loans, and normally just for a few weeks. We only charge a daily interest. So if you need the loan for a week, a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Does it cost anything to apply, or doc fees, or early payoff fees?
Not at all. How about this? You come in on a Monday, borrow $500 to pay your rent, because your landlord charges $125 late fee.
Okay, I'm with you.
At Dollar Loan Center, that loan would only cost you $2.75 a day in interest. If you need the money for just 4 days and you get paid that Friday, you'd pay $11 in interest. Really, 11 bucks. You do the math.
We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Wow. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The Epic Father's Day U.S. Open Sale is on at Las Vegas Golf and Tennis. Save up to 50% store-wide. Dozen distance golf balls, $988. Golden Knights golf shirts, $49. Free foursome with $199 purchase. Click lvgolf.com for all deals.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad. 212-265-7000. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm Burton Hughes, General Manager here at Subaru of Las Vegas. We'd like to welcome you to visit us anytime, whether you're looking for a new Subaru or just a nice hot latte or cold slushy. Our warm, friendly store experience is why Subaru of America awarded us with their highest level of recognition for outstanding customer service, the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award. You see, your interest in Subaru makes you more than a customer. You're a kindred spirit. So stop in and say hello. You're always welcome here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
It's Father's Day time again, and so is the same old dilemma of what to buy Dad that he will really appreciate. Well, this year, why not get him a new bicycle from McGee's? The American Heart Association rates cycling as the best exercise you could do because it's not only great cardio, but also easy on the back and knees. Road bikes, mountain bikes, fitness bikes, electric bikes, and just cruising around the neighborhood bikes. McGee's has all our men's bicycles on sale up to 20% off. Save $500 on Cannondale Electric Assist mountain bikes. Visit McGee's Ski Bike and Board in Summerlin and Henderson for great sale prices on Father's Day gifts.
Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, has started their inaugural season at Mandalay Bay Event Center. Legendary coach Bill Laimbeer is leading the charge. And WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, is taking action. Get your single game tickets now at LasVegasAces.com. Be a part of history and get your tickets today at LasVegasAces.com.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for... Right now, you can lease a new 2018 Chevy Tahoe LS Custom Midnight Edition for just $399 a month for 39 months with just $19.99 down plus taxes and fees. Woo! Finley Chevrolet, home of the... Located on 215 Bellway between Rainbow and Jones. Or visit us anytime at FinleyChevy.com. Find new roads.
On approved credit, 2025 title and $499 documentation fee. MSRP 46245. 10K miles a year. Must have current GM lease and includes 2,000 dealer flex cash. While supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
Oh! And that is it! Wow! Greg Hardy! Whoa! Lives up to the hype. A giant right hand ends this one in the first round. Talk about a professional debut.
All right, roll it on. Sound check time. 5:30. VGK celebration. Meeting lots of cool fans down here. Kid Rock lookalike, who, interestingly enough, wearing his American flag hat, he's wearing... Did you notice the shoes? We had a woman just tell us that that fan looks like he stole his shoes.
Well, he's got some J's on, which they're not bad.
Right. Do you not see the security tag that's still on it?
I didn't even notice that. Well,
he's got one of those big, bulky plastic security tags on the shoes.
I think that might be just a look.
No!
Like, maybe that's what Kid Rock does.
No way! You think... No way.
Maybe that's how Kid Rock does it.
Tweet at us. Have you ever heard that? Does anyone go into a store and say, leave the plastic security tag on? No way.
Well, we got a photo.
Yeah, I got photos, too. Wow. All right, the crowd's building. We just had Billy, Flair bartender from Golden Gate, stop by. Big listener. So stop on if I can finish my sentence, stop on by and say hi. We got all the different VGK t-shirts out there, a lot of Golden Misfit shirts. We got a big Derek Englund fan in front of us. We got What's Happening in Vegas t-shirt, comes from Pittsburgh. Little Marc-Andre Fleury T. We got a guy with a sweet mullet off in the distance. America guy is very fired up that we've got the Fox imaging today.
Yeah.
You think it has anything to do with Fox News?
Maybe. Well, our tent is still here.
People get confused on that sometimes.
They do.
Do you remember, did I ever tell the story of, this is a long time ago, Jeff Munson, a fighter.
Right.
At the time, I was over on our sister station, and it was Fox 1460. And I'm on the road, and I'm going to do an interview with this heavyweight who is actually, how would you label him? He's an anarchist. That was his tab, right?
He actually just got Russian citizenship.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So he sees my shirt, and he's like, yeah, I'm not doing the interview with anyone from Fox. I'm like, it's Fox Sports Radio.
Right. It's not affiliated whatsoever.
Like, relax. So, you know what? Over a radio career, you get confusion on both sides.
What happens? We have our fans out.
You were at a UFC event last night. Munson was a UFC fighter years ago. You were at a UFC event last night. Greg Hardy, heavyweight, goes out. You hear him dropping bombs. He knocks out another former NFL player. Greg Hardy, if you don't know, is a former Carolina Panther star defensive end, then got in trouble for it's not even alleged. He was convicted. It got overturned.
Right.
He was convicted of abusing his girlfriend, stories of throwing her on a bed or a futon full of guns. She put pictures out. Not directly. Pictures got out. She was beat the hell all over her body. He's gone from the NFL. He got another year with the Cowboys. He decided to take up mixed martial arts, so he got a fight last night in the UFC. Before we hear Dana White after the fight, who gave him a contract. What do you think of Greg Hardy?
Well, first of all, as a fighter, he's got a lot of power, I'll say that. And certainly a lot of potential, although he doesn't look anything like a fighter at this point.
What does that mean?
His movement I thought was awful.
Okay.
But again,
CM Punk awful?
No. But okay. Again, he has so much power that essentially he landed two shots in the fight, 57 seconds in, and it was lights out.
He threw a right hook like a baseball.
Yeah.
Right? It was like that long of a punch, but he knocked this dude's chin off.
Yeah, and it's by the way, another guy who was in the NFL for a couple of years, a guy who was drafted ahead of Greg Hardy in the 2010 draft, actually, in Austin Lane, played for the Jaguars for a couple of years. So it's not like it was, an unathletic guy he was going against. I think Hardy has a lot of work to do. His wrestling clearly is going to need a lot of work, although, talking to people in the gym, he's working at it. And, he doesn't have a wrestling background, but he does have a lot of, weight. He knows how to use his body in an athletic way. He played in the NFL for several years. So, I don't think it's going to be that huge of a problem, especially in the heavyweight division, to get his wrestling a little bit closer. But he has a ton of work still to do. He's nowhere close to UFC level yet. That's why UFC did not give him a contract yesterday. They gave him a developmental deal where they're going to place him in a lot of regional fights and in certain spots.
I stand corrected.
Yeah.
So no official UFC contract. Is that what happens out of that contender series every time?
No. They give most of the guys – that's the first developmental deal they've given out on the contender series. But they've done this for people like – I don't know how – Mackenzie Dern had a developmental deal where – she was under UFC contract even though she wasn't ready for the UFC yet. She is now kind of one of the breakout stars for them a little bit. And they didn't want her to be in the UFC yet, so they gave her about five fights on a contract in like the LFA down in Texas. So that's what Hardy will do. He's going to be on the Contender Series again at the end of the season. That'll be for ratings purposes. They'll also put him maybe on some of the regional shows that Dana White visits to look for fighters, on another show called Looking for a Fight. He'll do that. So they'll build him up to the UFC level. But I think the bigger question, obviously, is Greg Hardy as a person. He's very trained in how to answer questions. There's no question about that. Like, I didn't feel like it was a genuine guy you were talking to and really giving answers. There's a guy who's been trained to be in the media for a long time, knows the questions are coming, knows how to answer them in a way that sounds good. So I don't base a lot on that. I did get to be in a room where Greg Hardy was hanging out with some other fighters for a while and observe him. He definitely seems, it seems to me like somebody who just really enjoys being around people and like enjoys a moment. And it's very discomforting, I should say, knowing what he did. And I want to embrace his story of redemption, because the way Dana White sells it, it's a guy who had a very bad drug and alcohol problem and who threw away an entire career because of a drug and alcohol problem. Now he has nothing. He's living in the gym in Florida. And he's just trying to, you know, bounce back from rock bottom and, you know, live life clean and not hurt other people. But Greg Hardy doesn't say that. He's never admitted he did anything wrong. He doesn't, you know, he said he's made mistakes, but he never said he made a mistake that night. And that is a problem to me, to where I want to believe a lot of the stuff that's going in the right direction, because everyone around him says he's a new person, says he's really going in the right direction. I saw the interactions with other fighters that was encouraging. Everyone I've talked to that has been around him has said nothing but respectful, said he's been great, he's nothing but respectful, all these things. But there's still that night. And I don't think you can start to get redemption or start to work your way back until you talk about what happened. Now, and maybe that's not fair, because maybe nothing did happen. But I believe it did. And it's tough for me to look at any redemption story until there's some contrition.
So let's hear Dana White after the fight. He's the president of the UFC. Essentially, he's got a rubber stamp, this second lease on life for Greg Hardy. This was him post-fight.
The reality is, if this guy stays clean for the next 10 years, goes on to win a world title, becomes one of the greatest mixed martial artists to ever live, he's always going to be looked at. He's always going to hear it. That's always going to be in the story that's written about him. Other opponents he fights are going to call him a woman beater, and that's going to follow him for the rest of his life. You don't shake that. That stays with you forever.
Is that unfair?
No.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Again, he still says nothing happened. Is that possible? Sure. I guess so. I don't believe it. But it really would be unfair if nothing did happen and he's labeled like that his whole life. But to me, he will be. And you almost have to be.
The very affable, likable Brett Okamoto from ESPN.com asked Dana White, hey, how do you feel about this domestic violence stuff being connected to your brand?
He's done all the things right so far. You know, the guy paid his dues. He hit rock bottom. He built himself back up. And the guy's out there trying to make a life and a living.
Never really addressed it, did he?
No. No, and, you know, I know that.
And the organization has been stronger in recent years on domestic violence and domestic abusers, right?
Yeah, they've taken some stands, and then sometimes, you know, you're kind of left wondering what they're doing and what the policy is, just like in other sports. I've always said I don't think sports leagues and sports, you know, commissioners should be determining punishment for things like that. I don't think they're qualified to, and I think that they have reasons to look for other, you know, in other directions. Like, a guy that's very profitable to them, why would they do a hardcore investigation and try to bust somebody for something, and why would they suspend them for a lot? And somebody that is, you know, somebody that is dispensable, it's easy to make an example and say, hey, look how strong we are.
How about,
I don't think they make those decisions at all.
And answer your first one, why should they look into it more deeply? Brand protection?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If he does it again, you don't walk away completely unscathed as the next employer.
Yeah.
I mean, people get over it. But you know what? Here's the thing. Isn't the UFC brand kind of, well, they are tied to Disney now.
Yeah, but they are.
They are with ESPN. They officially got to where they wanted to get to. Fox was a big deal, but ESPN is much bigger. I mean, there is brand protection.
But they're also selling the story. First of all, he said, one of the things he said last night was there's no mercy on him now.
Right.
Like, there's no questions. If there's an accusation, it's pretty much over. And I think they're setting it up as the narrative of they're already laying the groundwork for if anything did happen again and saying, hey, listen, this is a guy who had a lot of drug and alcohol problems. He's trying to clean himself up. We want to provide him the opportunity to make a living while he's clean and while he's doing the right things. And if he doesn't, if he doesn't live up to his end, then we will cut him. But for right now, while he's trying to do things right, we're going to allow him that avenue to try to make a living. And that's how they're setting it up. And if something goes wrong, that's how they'll spin it. Now, there's a lot of people that will not allow that and not accept it and lash out against it. But they're already setting up that narrative of, hey, this is a guy who's doing things right now. So why not? Why would he not have the opportunity to pursue his career?
Here's more Dana White reacting to Greg Hardy being brought into the fold of the promotion after a victory in town yesterday.
It's going to happen anyway. I mean, we've had situations with other guys. People make mistakes. People always make mistakes. And the thing about making mistakes is, how do you recover from that? How do you act after you've done something bad? This guy has paid his dues. And like I said, he hit rock bottom. He built himself back up. He's fighting in these amateur fights where he doesn't get paid. Now he came here, and I think he made 10 and 10.
I thought that was interesting. What does that mean?
What's that?
The 10 and 10 at the end.
Oh, he got 10,000 to show and 10,000 to win. So he made 20,000 for the win.
Were you surprised he got that much money?
No, I thought that was pretty standard on their deals.
Okay. You know, I was looking back on previous pay-per-views. Brandon Moreno, who's got like 6 fights with the promotion. Now, he had his fight no-show because of an issue, but he got paid 16,000.
Right.
Hardy was going to make 10 minimum. Adam Milstead, who was in his third UFC fight at UFC 222, has 12 pro fights. He made 12,000.
Right.
Angela Magana, who is kind of a highly volatile person as well, UFC 218, made 10. Now, the response to that is, they're no one, and Greg Hardy is someone.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting. Would Greg Hardy not have fought for UFC if they said, you're getting 2,500?
I think he would have taken the opportunity.
Okay.
But again,
it's not a bad payday, $20,000 if you win?
No, not at all.
On a prospect show?
57 seconds of work. Now, I mean, you can't really control that, but yeah, for 57 seconds, it's not awful. It's not, you know, it's not what you would think of as a professional athlete, as an NFL player, as a guy who's in the Pro Bowl to be making big money. But for him right now, where he is in his career, that's, for your pro debut, 20 is pretty good.
Last bite here from Dana White on Greg Hardy.
He's off drugs, he's off alcohol, and he's trying to change his life. You can point the finger at a guy all you want, but you can't look down at a guy for trying to turn his life around and trying to be a better person. And I believe that's what he's doing. And obviously, he's the type of athlete and the type of guy that if he does anything wrong, there will be no mercy for him. I mean, everybody's gonna jump on him. But
so redemption, comeback story is the pitch from the promotion and Dana White. Ben Folks, who writes for USA Today, said it's not about redemption, it's about money. Stop. I'll ask you, why does UFC have to come up with a story? It is, we know it's about money. Come hell or high water.
Nobody will accept that.
What? Why not? This is a guy in Dana White and a promotion that has done whatever they want. They don't follow most media societal norms.
Corporate now.
Is that it?
I think he would have done it anyway.
Why would it be refreshing if Dana White just came out and said, you know what, it is about money. I hope he stays on the straight and narrow, but it's a great story. People hate this guy. He's polarizing. He's a former NFL player. He's actually a good prospect. Highly athletic, 6'5", 265. You saw what he did out there. Yes, it's about money. And if you have a problem with that, too bad.
Yeah, that's what they should do. That's what everybody should do. But nobody does that ever, anywhere. In politics, in life, in sports, nowhere. Nobody actually comes out and says the truth about things. You have to invent some sort of narrative, and that's what they've done.
We got what's trending on the way back, and I've been teasing for 45 minutes the World Cup coming to the U.S. in 2026. Maybe not great news for Vegas, though.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
It's Father's Day time again, and so is the same old dilemma of what to buy Dad that he will really appreciate. Well, this year, why not get him a new bicycle from McGee's? The American Heart Association rates cycling as the best exercise you can do because it's not only great cardio, but also easy on the back and knees. Road bikes, mountain bikes, fitness bikes, electric bikes, and just cruising around the neighborhood bikes. McGee's has all our men's bicycles on sale up to 20% off. Save $500 on Cannondale Electric Assist mountain bikes. Visit McGee's Ski Bike and Board in Summerlin and Henderson for great sale prices on Father's Day gifts.
Las Vegas Aces, the first professional basketball team in Vegas, has started their inaugural season at Mandalay Bay Event Center. Legendary coach Bill Laimbeer is leading the charge. And WNBA's 2018 number one draft pick, Asia Wilson, is taking action. Get your single game tickets now at LasVegasAces.com. Be a part of history and get your tickets today at LasVegasAces.com.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for... Right now, you can lease a new 2018 Chevy Tahoe LS Custom Midnight Edition for just $399 a month for 39 months with just $19.99 down plus taxes and fees. Woo! Finley Chevrolet, home of the... Located on 215 Bellway between Rainbow and Jones. Or visit us anytime at FinleyChevy.com. Find new roads.
On approved credit, 2025 title and $499 documentation. MSRP 46245. 10K miles a year. Must have current GM lease and includes 2,000 dealer flex cash. While supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/18.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at BadgeOnBoard.com.
Now it's time to find out what's trending on Cofield and Company.
All right, what's your reaction to the World Cup news? Good. Three-headed monster bid: Mexico, Canada, United States.
It'll be mostly U.S.
2026. That's actually not true. Well, it'll be a lot of U.S.
Yeah.
48 teams in 2026, so I would assume all three would be automatic qualifiers, which is pathetic. Okay. That the United States has to say that. The Canadian cities that'll definitely stage games: Edmonton, Montreal, Toronto. Mexican cities: Guadalajara, Mexico City, Monterrey. There are 17 cities for, I think, max 10 sites,
right,
that have put in for the U.S. We're really not guaranteed a game. Las Vegas is not guaranteed a game.
No.
In fact, we're probably on the outside looking in.
Yeah, it seems that way.
What a bummer.
Well, it's very hot.
Oh, stop.
It is.
It was one of the pitches of getting the stadium, is that if the World Cup comes, we're going to get a game. In order, most likely to get games: New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Dallas, that's four, D.C., San Fran, Boston, what are we up to, seven now? Philly, Miami, Houston, Seattle, Denver, Nashville, Orlando, Kansas City, Baltimore, Cincinnati, over Vegas. Come on.
Kansas City is a huge soccer market.
I don't care.
I agree. I mean, it should be here, clearly.
I don't care.
There's still a lot of...
You're still holding out hope.
There's still a lot of negotiating and, you know, backroom deals to be done. It'd be nice to get a game here, for sure. But it is... It is very interesting that at a time where we are actually in the weirdest spot we've ever been with our closest rivals, that we're going to host a joint World Cup together.
Explain that.
Well, we're in a very weird state right now where we've never had any issues with Canada before, and all of a sudden we do.
Oh, I thought our closest rivals in... I thought you meant in soccer.
No, I mean our closest allies.
Oh, you said rivals.
I know, I meant allies.
Well, close... Actually, rivals right now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
We hate Canada, and we've always hated Mexico,
yeah,
when it comes to soccer. Canada just in general.
Yeah,
I'm just following my guy's lead.
Yeah.
That punk Trudeau.
Exactly.
You pipe down, brother.
Yeah. And so, and yet, you know, as weird a predicament we've ever been in with them, the closest we've ever been to any sort of, you know, not symbiotic relationship. And now all of a sudden we're going to host the World Cup together.
Are there any rumors? That, you know, that is interesting. We're hosting a triple-headed World Cup. We're trying to build a wall.
The NAFTA Cup.
We're trying to build a wall between us and Mexico, and we're now supposed to hate and tariff the hell out of Canada.
Yeah.
I kind of like this.
It's interesting. I was going to say, I saw the list earlier. I didn't see Las Vegas on it at all. And we just did get a text from a friend of ours that said the LVCVA withdrew the bid. So we are not getting a game.
Recent development or a while back?
Well, I saw the list this morning that said we weren't on the list.
Okay.
So I thought maybe there was an update that we were. But yeah, I didn't see us on there at all.
Do you think we didn't want it, or we got the message we weren't getting it, so we're out?
That's probably possible. You don't want to be one of the ones that has a bid in and doesn't get it. So you want to kind of fight that off. But yeah, it's a bad look. It's like I'm quitting before you can fire me.
Interesting. I think the Yahoo story should update that.
Yeah.
Also trending in local news that I'm sort of upset with. One, well, I'm not really upset with this. I wish I could hear what went down. You have a story here of a rideshare driver going after Kyle Busch. Yes. One of our local heroes, Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
Who's nothing but nice to... what happened?
Nothing but nice?
To people.
Well, Kyle Busch, you know, he doesn't have the greatest reputation among fans. There's certainly people that don't love him and are not the biggest fans of him. And this apparently this Uber driver in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is one of those that is not the biggest Kyle Busch fan. And Kyle Busch got in the car, and as soon as he got in, the guy just started going right after him. Just went right after him with, taunts and insults. Called him Rowdy Busch. And Busch said, "Yeah, that's me." And the Uber driver said, "Are you ready to get your butt kicked tonight?" So he's just going right after him. He's not a fan of Kyle, obviously. Kyle Busch said, "Dude, my Uber driver is going to start the ride like this? Seriously? It was epic." The driver said, "I looked down and saw the name Kyle on my phone and said, oh, man, that's not a very good way to start the ride." So it was, it's a weird predicament. I'm always scared to say anything to an Uber driver because I don't want to get a bad rating. But the Uber driver clearly didn't care. He was willing to go one star for one time to get his shots in at Kyle Busch.
Would you do it?
If I was a driver?
Yeah.
No, I've told the story of how I lost my 5-star rating as a passenger.
Well, you're very protective of the bid. I'm sorry, not of the bid, of the rating.
You were thinking World Cup stuff.
I have the World Cup update. Vegas, AP March 15th said that we didn't make the cut.
Okay.
We had total of 23 cities with bids for the World Cup to host a game. It got cut down to 17, so there's a little revisionist history there. Like, we pulled out. We didn't make the cut. So my original point of those cities being chosen over us is valid.
Yeah.
We weren't going to get the game, which is total bullcrap.
Yeah, it absolutely should be here.
All right. So on Kyle Busch and the risk of getting a 1-star from Kyle Busch.
I wouldn't say anything. Like, I've said as a passenger, I lost my 5-star for making a joke that the driver didn't like.
Yep.
And so I learned you don't say anything controversial. And I've had, I've been in cars with people that, say things or go at drivers, and I'm like, what are you doing?
What was the... You told me a horrifying story. Can you tell this on the air? Or is this like top secret?
Well, this was...
I don't want to reveal any paper secrets. We get people in trouble.
It was more of a pirate driver.
Okay.
And I said...
Okay.
He was driving around... Like, the Uber didn't show up. And we were having all kinds of problems booking it. Actually, where we were staying in D.C., there's two Marriotts next to each other.
This is a free-for-all.
Yeah.
There's no rating at stake here.
Well, no, but... He would have done it anyway. So, you get in, and the driver was like, trying to make small talk, and somebody said, "Well, where are you from?" And the guy said, "Why don't you guys guess? It's an African nation." And then the guessing game started, and everybody's trying to, "Hey, what about this place? What about this place?" Somebody said, "What about Ghana?" And he said, he got mad and said, "Do I look like I'm from Ghana? Like, I don't know what that means, but I'm not sure." But then somebody that was part of the ride just got so angry and said, "Enough of the guessing. Where are you from?" I was like, "What? Just let the guy have his little guessing game. Let him have his little guessing game. Like, what's the problem? You're going to not see the guy. After 10 minutes, he's gone from our lives. So just play the guessing game for 10 minutes, get to where you're going, and get out."
And your assertion is that if that was a ride share, that person may have done the same thing and blown someone's rating.
Would have.
Yeah.
Would have absolutely done the same thing, yes. Because made similar comments like that at other times, but that was just the one that stands out the most. Of like, why is it a problem? Let him have his little fun games.
Also trending in local news, I've got an axe to grind. Tell me if I'm wrong on this one.
That's what else is new?
Our personal is it your favorite or not? My personal favorite local grocery chain is Smith's.
Okay.
But I'm jealous. I'm jealous. In my rough blue collar part of town, they're closing grocery stores. There's a smelly Smith's.
Okay.
The meat department, they can't get the smell out.
All
right. Yeah, and then I look to the north and south, and I don't know, something Sky Canyon to the north is getting 125,000 square foot Smith's.
Sounds lovely.
It's three times the normal size of Smith's.
Is that good or bad?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, one of your buddies, Wade Tyler Millward.
Okay.
Familiar?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like an upper crust type guy.
Yes.
Well, he was writing about it, and he got a quote from the manager, and he's like, well, it's going to be a real challenge.
Yeah.
I've got 60 aisles now. I used to have 25.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I don't know that you need that many more aisles. I've never... Okay, I have gone to a grocery store and said, oh, they don't have this.
Yeah.
But it's pretty rare.
There's a couple of amazing notes in this. One, the two new Smiths that are going to be gigantic. The other one's going towards the southwest part of town, the old Glaciers, right?
Which was... That was my favorite.
What a store. Should have supported it, folks. The new Smiths are actually going to have home goods and clothes. This is one of my favorite notes. Including...
Super Smiths?
Including... Yeah. Including Golden Knights and... Remember the story about 3 weeks ago that a San Fran writer penned saying that the Raiders were being left behind by the Golden Knights and got quotes from local folks saying that they were in a purgatory and you couldn't get Raiders gear anywhere? And the next day I came on the air and I'm like, what are you talking about? There's Raiders gear at 7-Eleven.
There's Raiders stores.
No, it was outside of the Raiders store. Okay. You can't find Raiders stuff anywhere. I'm like, what are you talking about? The new Smiths will have Raiders stuff as well.
Okay, good. The Super Smiths. I don't know that I'm going to go to that one. I'm going to go to the traditional Smiths.
Gas station with 12 pumps.
That's good. No, that's good news.
In-store internet. Does your Smiths have that?
I'm all in now. No, but that is...
They can't get the smell. I love Smiths. This is not a dig on you guys. They can't get the fish smell out of the meat section.
I mean, you have an axe to grind that
and,
they're
and
building.
And you highfalutin folks are getting all this.
But you have an axe to grind that they're building a new fancy Smiths better than yours. My axe to grind is that we only, in Sohi, we only have one store. It's just Smith's. We don't have an option.
They have a bar at the new Super Smith's. They have a bar with 12 taps.
All right, I'm in.
This is insane.
I'm in on Smith's.
For totally sure. Insane. My God. Unreal. And the other update, food trucks. They're starting to partner with some food trucks. So that lobster joint right up the road here.
Yeah.
On Fremont, they're gonna be in both of these Smiths.
Oh, good. It's actually great news. They're making moves. They're making strides.
I am here to defend people in other parts of town. That's all I'm asking.
Can we get the fancy Smiths in Sohi now?
I want a bar in one of the 9 Smiths, which, by the way, they're everywhere. So one of the 9 that I can go to, I would like a bar.
That's a fair request. I don't see anything wrong with
that. I think it is. All right, you can hear the chants in the background. We got the celebration up here in about 10 minutes. VGK celebration at 3rd Street, right by 4 Queens and the D. We got the Big 5 on the way back. This is going to be, hopefully you can hear it, because I think it's going to get loud down here. This is going to be one of the more emotional Big 5s ever. Stephen A. Smith is apologizing to a heartbroken nation.
Hit up Cofield & Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list.
That's T-A-K-L.
Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider's sign up is free in your area. Just visit tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit Tackle.com and become a Tackle provider today. That's Tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
I'm Attorney Glenn Lerner. You wouldn't wait to call the doctor if your child were sick, and you wouldn't wait to call the police if your house was being robbed. So why would you wait to call an attorney after you've been hurt in a car wreck? We have a team of lawyers and a network of experts who can begin working on your case the moment you call. The faster you call us, the faster we can get you all the money you deserve. Hurt in a wreck and need a check? Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
When Tempur-Pedic created the world's first body adaptive mattress 25 years ago, the whole world thought mattresses couldn't get any better. Well, the whole world was wrong, because Tempur-Pedic's new Adapt Series mattresses are better. They're amazing. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. If you want a life-changing sleep, come into Best Mattress today and try one out. They let you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and relax more deeply. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Rahan Naqvi with Naqvi Injury Law. I take pride in offering the best customer service. Your car is busted and you need a ride? No problem. We'll arrange one for you. You have a question that needs my immediate attention? No problem. My cell phone number is on my business card. You can call me anytime, day or night. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
If you've been hurt, Naqvi is the word. Call 702-INJURED.
The epic Father's Day U.S. Open sale is on at Las Vegas Golf and Tennis. Save up to 50% store-wide. Dozen distance golf balls, $9.88. Golden Knights golf shirts, $49. Free foursome with $199 purchase. Click lvgolf.com for all deals.
It's hard enough sleeping with a CPAP mask. It's even harder if you have to deal with germs, mold, bacteria, and viruses. Before you go to bed tonight, go to CPAP.com and have them send you a groundbreaking device called the Lumen. You'll get fast, free shipping when you enter the promo code CLEAN. That's C-L-E-A-N. Now with the Lumen, you can kill 99% of CPAP germs, viruses, mold, and bacteria. At the touch of a button, this machine sanitizes your mask and CPAP accessories in just 5 minutes. With no harsh chemicals, the Lumen is also safe enough to use daily. No prescription or insurance needed. The Lumen CPAP Sanitizer is just one of many innovations you'll find at CPAP.com. That's CPAP.com. We've shipped over 1 million orders and are the best way to get sleep apnea equipment. Get your Lumen with fast free shipping by using promo code CLEAN. That's C-L-E-A-N.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Southern Nevada residents, play 18 of Jack Nicklaus's favorite golf holes with our Bears Best Golf and Baseball Summer Special. Pay $51 any day after 10 a.m. and you get one round of golf, cart, and 251's reserve tickets valued at $30. Call 804-8500. Get golf, shared cart, two baseball tickets, all for $51. Ask for the Bears Best 51's Golf Special. For tee times, call 804-8500. That's 804-8500.
It's a weekend of nothing but Elvis when the world's best tribute artists compete in Elvis Rocks Mesquite, June 21st through the 23rd. Relive the memories as they battle for the title of Elvis Rocks 2018 champion. Get tickets now at visitmesquite.com.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true, but it's all